Needle and syringe found in the sand at a Santa Monica beach injures beachgoer. Playing some volleyball in the sand, maybe doing a little digging, you know what I mean? And oops, yep, steps on a hypodermic needle. Not good. This is an older story. It's about a month old story. But the new twist is that the city of Santa Monica, where this event happened, is now asking Los Angeles County, the county they're located in, hey, you know, you've been doing the free needle exchange program in our parks, and we've got a lot of families that, you know, want to enjoy the park. People want to walk their dogs in the park, and you got these needles littering our park system, not just the beaches, but parks in general. And we would like to see that move to an indoor location where you can load it up with a bunch of services for people who need that kind of help and get the needles out of the parks as much as we can. All right. So let's jump on in. Let's take a look at this story, both of these stories, and see what we got going on down in California. Here we go. So I often, and in Seattle is no different. We've got a real needle issue as well. I've talked about finding needles in Lake Washington where I've got my boat, and it's over in Seattle. And you'll find hypodermic needles. They float, and you get heavy rainstorms because they float because they're plastic. And even though they got a little bit of metal in there and whatever, they float. And so they go from the street into the storm drain out into the lakes. And then they get buried on the shores. So I've talked about this a number of times where I've, you know, been with my girlfriend. We're on a jet ski and we'd leave without, you know, flip flops or whatever, because we're not planning on getting off. But then we're like, hey, that's a really nice beach over there. That's a really nice one. Let's go look at that beach. We haven't been there before. And this was, I think, last spring. And, you know, we get off the jet ski and I'm kind of pulling it along with the rope on the front. And then for whatever reason, I looked down and I thought, you know, that needle I pull out every now and then from the lake, it could be here too. And I remember seeing like a cap, and I think it was the syringe part, but no needle on this beach that we just docked the jet ski on. I'm like, you know what? Let's walk right back. Let's get on the jet ski as few steps as possible, and let's get out of here. Need to bring those shoes. That's the bottom line. If you're going to be anywhere where you got drug problems in the town, you could have this happen to you anywhere. Wear those shoes. You wouldn't think you would need to. Oh, we're just going to the beach. Okay. So you might step on broken glass. You also might step on a hypodermic needle that could give you something crazy, like a little HIV. That's what this gal here is worried about. City of Santa Monica says that what happened here Saturday is deeply disturbing and a first in recent memory. It's probably not. It's just that, you know, we're getting the story now. A woman stabbed in the foot by her hypodermic needle by stepping on the hidden hazard. It turns out those needles are in the sand more than you might think. I often think of that now, and it's horrible to have to think of, okay, what is my footwear game going to be at any of these places? What am I, you know, where do I sit down? Because if you got homeless people, they're doing crazy stuff after night or during the day. You don't know what they're doing with their stuff. And like a situation where the beach doesn't take much sand to cover up a hypodermic needle, why wouldn't they be in the beach for somebody to step on, some innocent person? Last year, some 200 syringes and hypodermic needles were found on Los Angeles County beaches during periodic cleanups. That number is woefully no. It's in the thousands, guaranteed. Thousands. When we do a homeless encampment cleanup here in Seattle, it's in the thousands. Zero issues. They're all over. That's according to Heal the Bay 53. They were found on Santa Monica beaches and 43 by the pier. All right. But, you know, there's way more than that out there. Because if the stuff's going on, how many aren't counted? How many just get scooped up? Dump it in the garbage. You know, they're not going to the hypodermic needle tabulation bureau, right? Saturday by the pier, a woman named Brittany Jones was playing volleyball when she stepped on an inch-long hypodermic needle. She tells Fox 11, I could tell there was a homeless issue when I entered the beach area, which is where I suspect the needle came from. All right. You know what I always throw out? Maybe it was just somebody with diabetes Whenever I say that, people are like, no, that is not true. And it's not true, right? People have diabetes and should, you know, do their insulin thing. They're responsible human beings because they're taking care of themselves. These drug addicts, they just leave their stuff wherever. Who cares? They got the needle for free. You know, they can exchange it, get a new one, whatever. They don't really care. But it never crossed my mind that I could step on a hypodermic needle when simply walking in the sand. My thought is that is exactly what I expect if you're in an area with homelessness or, you know, people shooting up drugs in general. And those two go absolutely hand in hand because so many of the folks that you run into in a homeless encampment, what percentage of them are on drugs? I mean, 100%, 90%, 85%, somewhere in that range? Yeah, probably. Brittany and her husband, Dave, say they went to police and also to a UCLA medical urgent care where she was placed on what she describes as HIV prevention medication, leaving her bedridden. She tells us, I am currently on harsh medication treatment for HIV prevention, which leaves me nearly bedridden for 28 days, unable to work and having to wait 3 to 6 months to find out if I've contracted any disease from the needle. That's horrible. Yeah, still waiting. I've got my results back. Hope I'm okay. Now, the odds of her contracting something like that, probably pretty minimal. Just are. I mean, it would be hard to have that happen unless you're shooting somebody up with it. You know, just stepping on a needle. Could it happen? Yeah, the odds of that happening and getting infected, probably not that great, just on an odds basis. But you know, although the city of Santa Monica claims it has a robust beach cleaning program each morning using large sifters, you can't get everything, right? You can't get everything. Boyle says that after the cleanup is over, anything can happen during the day with so many people on the beach. And then people at night shooting up. You drop it, get stuck in the sand. That's why you got all those people running around with those metal detectors, right? But they're going to find that $5,000 watch today. Maybe they do. But oftentimes they just find bottle caps and people's car keys. And yeah. Santa Monica issued a statement saying Santa Monica cares immensely for the health and safety of those who enjoy state and county beaches. And Saturday's incident involving a beachgoer is deeply disturbing. So what else do we have here? The husband in this case, Brittany's husband, says he was so upset he tossed the needle in a trash can. Police say they would have liked to have had that. Without it, it makes it tough to investigate. And they could have probably also tested the needle, and we would have had a much better indication of whether Brittany's going to make it or not, or whether she's going to contract something just, you know, horrible and have her life turned upside down. So, yeah, I mean, you step on something like that, that's kind of my thought exactly is, okay, somebody with full-blown AIDS is, you know, shooting up some drugs, as could happen. Did I just step on that? And, you know, not that you're injecting it into your foot, but you're certainly stepping on a needle that may have that contained within it, right? So, oh, horrible. Yeah, not good. Wear those closed-toed shoes. I know that's not a popular opinion, but that's literally what I do now is if I'm going to the beach and I'm doing something like that, yeah, I'm probably not going to take my shoes off and just wander around. Not happening. All right. So here's that. The LA City Council wants needle programs removed from public parks. I mean, sorry, Santa Monica. Santa Monica officials want the, and because of this kind of stuff going on, Santa Monica officials want the County of Los Angeles to stop distributing free needles to drug users in Santa Monica parks and instead move their needle exchange program to an indoor facility with additional services. Why is it that parks are always right in the crosshairs of this? Why isn't this literally, I had conversation with somebody or an exchange back and forth. It might've been on a YouTube comment of, hey, we need to send them to a remote location like Slab City and let them work it out there. They can just leave all their needles wherever they want. It's going to impact them because the only people that are going to be there are other like-minded, you know, folks that, you know, are down going down that path. Put them all there, put some barbed wire around it and let them have at it. You know, get a lot of those comments because it feels like that's where those folks should be, not in the middle of the parks where people want to go walk their dog, take their kids, just basically enjoy themselves. and not have to worry about stepping on a hypodermic needle loaded up with who knows what. So it's come to our attention that the Venice Family Clinic, under the purview of the Los Angeles Department of Public Health, Substance Abuse and Prevention and Control Division, is providing clean needles to individuals in our parks and open spaces through the Harm Reduction Syringe Services Program. We understand our limited regulatory authority, however, to implement this program in our parks and open spaces. We seek your assistance in immediately moving this program to a service-rich environment, preferably indoors, contained, where individuals in need of substance abuse, mental health, and other services can coordinate and work directly with service providers. If somebody's going in to get a free needle, you know, I'm kind of the opinion that they're committed to their life of drugs. They're looking for a clean, free needle. They are not necessarily looking to get into treatment. And yet we always seem to blend these two concepts together. Well, we can get them the help that they need if they just come in. Well, they're coming in, getting free needles, maybe doing a little exchange. Who knows? Probably not. They probably left their needle by the volleyball courts on the beach last night because that's where they shot up and they watched the sunset and whatever. You know, we're not making stuff up here. This is literally what's going on. And then these entities are saying, you know, could you move the needle exchange out of the parks? Where little Johnny's trying to go down the slide and avoid a syringe. Can't tell you how many times we hear that when you have these homeless sweeps, how the parents are so pumped because now they can actually take their kid to the park. Whereas before, you had to watch out for all these hypodermic needles. I remember I did a video probably within the last year. It was pouring down rain and I happened to jump out and there was a sweep that was about to happen in a downtown park, Denny Park. And it's kind of his triangular park, and it was loaded up with homeless tents. I get out of the car. It's pouring down rain. I think it was pouring down rain. And I wonder if we'll see any hypodermic needles today. There was one right on the ground. GoPro ready. All right. So I don't even have to look around. There's just one right there, and that's Seattle for you. You got people just shooting up all over, and it's not uncommon in a parking lot to see a hypodermic needle. I've just become used to it. And a lot of people say, well, why don't you move? I'm not stepping on it with bare feet. So I just kind of avoid it. And, you know, I don't go to the park a lot in Seattle. I come to the burbs where we don't really have any of that. Because if somebody's, you know, homeless and looking to score, they're not going to come over this direction because our police don't allow that to happen. They don't allow people to just be anywhere. They get them the help that they need. Whereas in a city like Seattle, we believe that it's humane to let people just shoot up and live on the sidewalk and poop wherever and just, you know, basically live their life out as they want to, whether it impacts people trying to push their little Johnny on or little Susie on the swing set at the park. And hopefully they won't fall down onto a hypodermic needle and, you know, get HIV. The odds of that are super low, right? But you just don't want to deal with that kind of thing. And as a parent, huge no-go. You know, your kid starts playing with a needle. That's wildly unacceptable. This whole storyline is wildly unacceptable. And yet on the West Coast, a lot of these cities, you know, they will actually, you know, there have been incidences and I've podcasted them about them about handing out small amounts of drugs. All right. This is our loss mitigation program here. Instead of people shooting up with drugs that are killing them, let's just give them a little serving of something that doesn't kill them, but still continues to get them high. That is some of our, you know, logic and reasoning here. And instead of getting people off the drugs and getting them into treatment, maybe do a little detox program, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's a wild situation, right? Where you are literally asking the county, hey, could you take it from the park and move it anywhere else, preferably indoors where it's contained, so that when that needle exchange happens, you know, the needles are inside the park. Could we do that? Yeah, is that too much to ask? Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. But in California, you know, where things have been running parks forever, how about down in Los Angeles where Echo Park had that massive cleanup and how much was spent there? $600,000, something like that on just bulldozing and trying to get the hypodermic needles out from the surface of the earth. Just gross. I mean, you basically got a toxic environment at that point in time, right? just toxicity at its worst. And what bothers me is knowing how many of these hypodermic needles are going into our water system, going into our lakes, going, you know, into our creeks, going into our rivers, going into where salmon spawn and all that good stuff. I'm not a huge environmentalist, but I'd rather not have hypodermic needles in my waterways. I'd really rather not see that happen. But with city leadership, the way it is, they don't really care. They don't really care. They're more concerned about that guy being able to get his next fix and not having to work too hard to get it. That seems to be what, you know, a lot of folks are consider, you know, human and, you know, having compassion for their fellow human being. Let them do whatever they want. You know, they'll work it out or they won't. Either which way, you and I, the taxpayers, we pick up the tab for it, right? That just doesn't seem fair. Yeah, step on a hypodermic needle and you're going to pay for that hypodermic needle to be there one way or the other. And then you're going to pay to have it cleaned up. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Make those votes count, right? Make those votes count. That's it for me on this one. That's what's going on in Santa Monica. Yeah, stuff. All right. Thanks for being with me. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.